American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it's a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, May. Oh my God, what's today going to be? 9th! It's going to be the 9th of May, 2005. That's what happens when you forget to date your show format in the beginning of your show. Yeah. And the show is Newsreel. Behold the slickness of my segue. Your daily report is the WOG Counterculture. Why don't you try this? Do you want to try this?
Sure.
This is high. This is hard. Go ahead.
This is Newsreel, your daily report as the WOG counterculture defeats evil corporate political tyranny. You can read the news stories along with me by going to Sean's Live Journal.
That's right, which is at sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. See, it's not that easy.
No.
It's not that easy to read. And
of course, that's the first time of me reading it, though.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it's not like I reread my entire show format.
I messed up on corporate political.
Yes, you did, corporate political, which isn't a real word. Anyway.
Oh, so I'll leave it
to
the expert.
It's kind of a real world now, isn't it?
Yes, you've made it into a real world.
I fabricated words.
We don't have to wait for Webster's to make it official.
Ah, screw them. They don't need to know us. That's fine. We tell the truth, and that's the way it is. And I've totally lost my place. Okay, to get to my live journal, you go to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. And this is a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, 76 Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Radio306.com, and OspreyRadio.info. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. You can go down to Radio Shack, make yourself a pirate FM radio transmitter, and beam it out to everyone in your neighborhood, especially the old people at the seniors' homes who only got a shortwave radios, and they'll be able to realize that, in fact, Corporate Political has taken over, and we got the seniors on our side, baby. We'll have armored walkers going down the street, and Smokehouse will lead all of the crippled militia to the great beyond. It'll be outstanding. And not to mention, I have my beautiful and talented co-host, in case you haven't picked up on that.
Why,
Sumerian.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here today. It is a Monday, and I wasn't there last week, but I'm here this week.
And big news this week is that Sumerian has renounced being a vegetarian. He eats meat now.
That's right. Big plate of meat. Just had some. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay, he's not playing along.
No, I'm not.
Obviously, he has not. I was expecting a classical Sam. What? But no, I didn't get one of those.
Yuck.
I haven't gotten a what in a while from you. I guess you're supposed to be getting, you know, immune.
What do I say about it?
Oh, yeah, Sean lit something on fire. You know,
oh, not again. Put it out.
Let's get into some feedback so that we don't lose all of our noble and ingratiated listeners who are listening probably at work. Feedback. Dear Sean, you are correct. Well, no, duh. No, duh. That's what I want to hear. That's right. Dear Sean, you are correct. Doobie X. Thank you. Next story. Dear Sean, you are correct. Humvees are very weak vehicles as far as hit capacity. Before U.S. Steel shut down, its nearby plant, people were donating money to them to produce armored plates for the floorboards of Humvees to protect it from landmines. If you are in an unmodified Hummer and you hit a mine, your ass is gone. Now, that's really wild that people, you want to talk about supporting your troops? When you're donating money to corporations to properly armor vehicles to keep your kids alive, you know, I would check the quality control. And that's one of the reasons why I was so ticked off about that strike or assault vehicle scandal that's going on right now, where it's just big money in bed with big money. And they're sending the boys tin cans that aren't going to do the job, and they're going to wind up getting themselves all thrown up into a wonderful little War Amps program. Nobody wants that. So it pisses me off. I'm all into supporting our troops. I say bring them home. Get them the hell out of a war they can't win in a country they don't belong in a really shitty desert. I don't know how else you can really, you know, express that. I know sometimes I come across as kind of dogmatic, a little rhetorical, but there's only so many ways I can say, stop being fucking stupid, you know, because really, I mean, I will keep trying to think of new and inventive ways of trying to explain to the universe that our troops do not need to be there. They need to get out. They cannot win the war. Okay? Me and every single military mind on the freaking planet will agree war is unwinnable. Get out. It's a core political war for oil. Time to go. Okay? Time to leave. We need to do whatever it takes to get our own oil exports or something that is not so costly. If you want to invade a country to get oil, invade South America. okay, or invade some country where you don't have to fly troops halfway around the world. Even if this thing was an evil invasion, it's a badly run one. You know, I mean, you tell me. I mean, for all the war gamers out there, man, this invasion that they're running over there is just beyond. What do they got, a team of monkeys working on this thing? I swear to God, who's running the show over there? Because it sure isn't the generals, I'll tell you that. They would have had this thing sorted out. I swear to God. Of course, now they're saying that they're going to nuke Mecca. Eh? Have you heard that? No, I'm serious. George Bush
said that?
No, seriously, that's flying around on the wire. I haven't got a link for it yet, but it is flying around on the wire.
Are you making up rumors?
No, I swear to God, this one's true, that it's been communicated that if a major nuke strike was to happen in the United States, they're talking about, I'm sure people sent me links to support this, but there's been talk of them authorizing nuke strikes on like major religious centers.
Well, that would make the most sense, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Tactically?
Absolutely. I mean, well, it doesn't really make
nothing
sense.
Nothing to fight about?
Well, it's
afterwards?
Like, if you kill me, I kill your God. Step up.
Yeah.
You know, which, if everyone will recall, I said this about 4 months ago, where I'm like, yeah, well, how about this? You attack my country again, I nuke Mecca. Problems?
Yeah.
And eventually they've come to my position already. Oh, look at that. What a shock. I wonder why that is. Because I'm, again, right. Thank you, Dubiash. Now then, dear Sean and James, and I didn't add that. That actually was
that's
dear
what
Sean
it says.
James. That's what it says. I'll show you the original email.
My real name.
Dear Sean and James, question for Sean. What would you recommend for all-in-one utility knife tool? I don't know, James, what do you think?
He didn't ask me.
He said, dear Sean and James.
Just did a deer to me, but asked you. I don't know anything about knives.
Example, Leatherman or Swiss Army. I'm looking for something rugged, reliable, and versatile. Any suggestions? Well, you want rugged, reliable, and versatile.
And cheap.
You know, pick any two. You can either have rugged, reliable, or reliable and versatile, or rugged and versatile. Or, well, actually, it didn't really work, did it?
No.
But anyway, to answer your question, I believe the king right now is the Leatherman Wave. For the multi-tool world, you want to get yourself a multi-tool. If I was trapped on the desert island,
that's the one.
The one tool, yeah, because it has everything pretty much on it. It's got two
scissors?
Different blade types. No, but you don't need scissors. You have two different implements to cut with. You've got a serrated blade. You've got a straight blade. You've got three different screwdriver sizes. You've got improvised chisel. You've got a lanyard hold. You've got needle nose, wire cutters, the whole nine.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
For all the tips and tricks. Now, you can get the super fat, uber-duber, you know, Swiss Army knife, but it's not that strong. The blade will crack off. And I believe the Leatherman Wave. Leatherman came back with the Wave because they invented the multi-tool. Then Sog and Gerber, guys came in and, you know, trumped them.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the Leatherman guys were like, whoa, 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 whoa. We were the first guys doing this crap. Okay, so then they came back with the Leatherman Wave, which has, like, it's almost a knife and a multi-tool at the same time. It's a very, very well-made piece of kit. I got mine as a gift from Southpaw Samurai, which was really nice. Now, I have, so that's your answer there, Anubis, go with the Leatherman Wave. Now, I have a retraction. Now, this is an important point, is that when you listen to the news, all of us have very high standards. This is why, like, you know, when Dan Rather... I didn't really understand why Dan Rather had such a shitty deal when he reported something that wasn't true. You know, I mean, they crucified the guy. They took him out and they shot him, pretty much.
Like, if you knowingly report something that's false, that's a problem.
Well,
if you're given bad
information...
Yeah,
then you're lying, right? Yeah. But the point is it's like, suddenly they treat it the same way that they're treating politicians. It's like, he made an error. He is not perfect. Well, nobody's perfect.
Strike him down.
Strike him down. Shun his sorry ass, you know? And I'm just like, this is retarded. You know, so I got sent a news story, which was crack.
Yeah.
And I was very frustrated because the Wachowski brothers, no one will argue, that they have marketed The Matrix to death.
Yes.
The Matrix,
every angle.
Every angle has been marketed. And I feel that that actually takes away something sacred from the film. Because it is, if ever there's a movie made in the last like 5 or 6 years that's a sacred film, it would probably be what Matrix is to our generation, what Empire Strikes Back was to the previous generation. You know what I mean? I would say that The Matrix today is really deep for a lot of people. There's a lot of people, kids who got a lot of deeper psychological questions that came from that film. And for some of us who are a little bit older, they'd be like, oh, well, whatever. But there's a lot of people who watch Star Wars.
For me, it was Fight Club, but...
Yeah, you know, and everyone's different. That's another one of those transcendent films. But I'm talking from like a genre standpoint, you know, for the geek culture.
Yes.
You know,
The
Matrix is a very important film. Extremely important. And for them to be marketing it this way, just the Wachowski brothers really pissed me off. So I was a little bit cheesed with them, and then I got a link saying that the story that they had ripped off the idea, which really just put the final nail in the coffin, and it was so depressing that I reported that they did, in fact, rip this lady off. However, I've been corrected by a noble listener, and I'm very happy when people correct me. And if they send me, you know, I get the ones that are saying, you're an idiot, die. You know, those ones I'm not going to read. But when people correct me properly, I think it's a good idea. Number one.
If they did rip that story off, they did a good job of the movie.
They did
from
do a good
a
job.
Ripped off
and
story.
This gets into intellectual property. What's more important? You know, that the movie was made and people started to think, or that somebody makes money? You know, I mean, it could be argued there, and it gets right on. And that goes whether or not you go with, you know, higher ideals and stuff. But anyway, here's the letter here. Dear Sean, this is how it starts off. Dear Sean, number one, the Salt Lake City article is false. Sophia Stewart has won nothing. All she has gotten is permission to take the case to court. Ah, I see. And they printed a corrections there. In reference to the recent article entitled Mother of the Matrix Victorious, some information has been deemed misleading. Ms. Sophia Stewart has not yet won her case against Joe Silver, Time Warner, or the Wachowski brothers. The decision on October 4th enabled Ms. Stewart to proceed with her case. As all attempts to have it dismissed were unsuccessful, Ms. Stewart's case will proceed through the General District Court of California. Ah, and that was from the Globe staff. Yeah, misleading as in wrong. Anyway, as you well know, people can sue people for anything in America, and silly cases generally are heard by the courts. Number two, 2A, Sophia Stewart is a lunatic. And they have a link to her site here. Amongst other things, she says The Matrix has been seen on opening day was a different cut and was recut after opening day to avoid copyright infringement. She says the original Matrix scene on opening day had a Star Wars-ish scroll explaining the machine war. For one, first, this would have ruined the entire 40 minutes of the movie. Secondly, movies can't be edited after opening day. It is logistically impossible.
That is not entirely correct.
Aha! We have a counterpoint from Sim. Go ahead.
2001, Space Odyssey was shown once in one form. Once on opening day, and then they changed it.
Is that true?
Yes.
So, okay, buddy.
I believe it was 2001. They do change movies. Don't mislead yourself.
Okay, so Paradelex, you might want to check some of that. Maybe it was, because apparently I remember some other people saying that it was, in fact, changed after opening day.
Yeah, because you hear this all the time. People see a movie, and then they rent it on video and go, this isn't what I saw in the theater. This is something different.
And that's sick and weird. They shouldn't be doing that. But anyway, that's one of the reasons why I don't like, actually, commentaries and director commentaries. I don't watch them, because I think the film should stand alone. Now, I know you're a big fan of commentaries because you're a filmmaker and you want to know the details. And
how did he do this?
Yes, but I have the right as a fan to not to go, I don't care what the director has to say. I have my own viewpoint of this film. And that doesn't make my viewpoint any less or more correct because it's closer to the director's vision. Because let's not forget, guys, this is art. Okay? Very important you remember that.
Art is interpretive.
Art is interpretive. Okay. 2B, having read her script, it's a mess. It's not even an actual script. It's more of an outline. Also, I find it hard to believe that any script could have been ripped off by both The Terminator and The Matrix. There are vastly different movies with different themes, different ideas. A script would have been incredibly vague to be used in both The Terminator and The Matrix trilogy. Now, the writer,
there are some machines and they rose up. That was her script.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's been done a lot.
Yeah, that's been done a lot. And final fun fact, the proof the Wachowskis knew that they were doing from the first movie. Check out the scene of Neil being interrogated by Smith in the first movie. There's a weird zoom in on several monitors to transition on that scene. It's a weird shot and doesn't really make sense till the second movie when you realize the multiple monitor zoom is clearly the architect watching Neo from his multiple monitor room. Now, that's reaching for it.
Or they could just explain that away by inventing something in the second
movie.
I'd have
to watch to make sure that the frames and the monitors, but if it was the same monitor bank in the wall, you got to give the Wachowskis credit. You got to give them credit, though. It was a good movie. You know, second and third movies were blatant moneymakers.
Yes.
And after watching the three movies again, I mean, yeah, they have some really cool stuff in there, but, I mean, they got a little bit crazy with the wire foo and the video game stuff, you know? I mean, the bike chase is worth it. I'm happy about it for the bike chase.
All good. It's all fun.
It's hot. You know, and that one agent guy who was a swimmer, some dude that got to be an agent. He's the guy who fought with Neo. Or not Neo.
The really tall
Morpheus.
One?
Yeah, the tall bastard with the triangle back.
Yeah.
Who, you know, was taking Morpheus to school there. Yeah, that guy was tight. I like that guy. So, we're going to get into Sort Yourself Out. Hi, Sean. I recently became acquainted with your show, and I'd like to give you kudos. Well, we all like kudos here. I am, among many of my friends, another soldier in the consciousness cavalry. We like to call it as such, being as we feel that we are among few living today that are actually conscious, able to filter the information in and out and analyze and not float along in complete ignorance. We are fighting in our own way against what is evil in the United States. Unfortunately, I've almost given up completely on this country. I'm a law student here in the States, and I will spare you, luckily for you, the whole rags story, and there is yet to be riches. But in short, I've worked my ass off for nothing. I've got 2 undergraduate degrees, and I'm getting my JD, and have had the opportunity to get a master's in psychology or sociology here. But it's becoming sadly clear to me that all of my effort, all of my intelligence, education, and hope is for naught. Alas, this country is eating me alive. I know this may sound trite, but truly, if I keep going on, believing in the fight, the soulless just might suck the life right out of me. I got my degrees in anthropology, psychology, and sociology, trying to understand human behavior and thought, society, and all that makes us do the things we do, all to no avail. I feel disgusted and thoroughly distraught by the laws that are being enacted today. The apathy that is an epidemic all over the North, the hate, the ignorance, and the lies. Oh, the lies. The false consciousness that is being fed to us daily has forced my friends and I to come to terms with our collective futures. I have one more year till graduation, and then I'm going to Hong Kong. You said you'd go to jail in defense of your rights? Well, I went to jail. I protested different things, boycotted others, not just as a hackneyed hippie-esque way, but with tried and true conviction. I have values and principles which are supposedly on a pedestal in this country, as the Christian right love to tout, but it's all hypocrisy. When I got arrested, a little piece of me died. I became part of that group that I defend so vehemently, the oppressed. And there was no one else around to have faith in me. Sometimes I think it's only going to get worse. And not worse in the obvious way, but I think the zombification of humanity is imminent. Not caring about anything but sating the most primal urges and throwing away rationality, logic, compassion, and any cognitive ability. Basically, as you mentioned, I know I'm preaching to the choir. Please forgive me for being so verbose. It's just that I'm so pissed off with the conditions that we live in, I'm being forced to accept at this point. 9 months, and I'm off to Hong Kong. You have an open invitation to relocate with us and other patriots. I don't like to say expatriate, as I truly believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, but it's the majority of the citizens of this country that do not and are raping it daily and nightly. And any words of comfort would be greatly appreciated. Ugh. God bless you and what you're doing. Please, please, please don't ever stop doing what you believe. Please know that no matter what happens, you are extremely valuable. Viva la resistance, a little South Park never hurt. And we're going to hold the name back there because, well, that's a pretty well-written email, and I know she'd get arrested. So, oh, rats. Now, this kind of an email here is a great email because I get stuff like this once in a while that I read out where people are, you know, spilling their guts.
Yeah.
You know, really. I mean, this was a heartfelt email from someone who's out there on the lines protesting. Okay. Now, there's a couple of things you want to say to about this is it sucks. Maintain. You have to maintain. You have to steady, stand fast. There is no way to deal with the suffering that is going on right now. It sucks. It sucks hard. Sometimes when people fight, you get shot. And it sucks, but that's what war is. And just because this is not being fought with knives and bombs yet, it is being fought with words, thoughts, ideas, and expressions. And they are using psychological operations that have been tried and true and developed over time through programs like the Phoenix Program, through programs like the MKUltra Program, through mind control techniques, through sick psychology, through a lot of different venues that are declaring war on the American young people and through the media. Now, when you choose to fight, okay, when you choose to stand up and say, no, I am not going to be subjected, this is when you have to remember that you got to get a little bit Budo about this. You got to get a little samurai about this and realize that, in fact, it's going to suck and you're going to get stabbed. And sometimes you got to be like that big ogre in the first Lord of the Rings film. When you catch the blade in the chest, you grab Buddy by the hand and try to rip his face off as you pull yourself onto the knife. That is, in essence, what resistance is. And it is shitty and it is horrible. And I got no words of comfort other than the fact that as long as there is one gladiator willing to spit in the face of Caesar, we will win the war. They cannot. Occupy a country and make it successful, and they cannot occupy their own country if the people do not back the government. And the way that you awaken people is that we do have the truth, we speak the truth, we spread the truth, and if you can go from Hong Kong, don't give up, continue to write, continue to fight, continue to do what you can do to spread the consciousness to the world. So there. So that would be my particular answer to that one. It's gonna suck. Go to Hong Kong, build some Mecca, get back to me.
Mecca.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, how do you keep going, Sim? Like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of adversity. Sometimes,
it's,
you know, you get a lot of egos on the station.
People
are like,
call you down.
Yeah, you know, and you get it. And we're trying to fight as best we can. You know, sometimes there's a lot of support. Sometimes there's not a lot of support.
I just know that I'm doing the right thing, and I just have to keep doing the right thing.
Last issue of 2600, the editor of 2600 echoed my same statements, better, I might add. But he was going off about...
Excellent writer.
Yeah, he's an excellent writer. And if you don't have a subscription to 2600, support that. For God's sakes, if you're not supporting, you know, the counterculture right now, if you're still going to Starbucks, you might want to think about that. because it's really down to the wire. And, you know, maybe, you know, you're addicted to Starbucks coffee, and that's okay. You know, you want to get off that. But do what you can. Even if you can't do everything, do what you can do to help fight. And the rest of us who can do more will pick up the slack. We just need all the little help we can get, because believe me, every little bit helps. Okay, so that's my whole stance. Got anything to add on that?
Not to that. But there are some releases.
Are there?
That people need to know about.
Oh.
The SKTFM TV episode 10 was just released.
Outstanding. That's a good one, too. That's
on
very
Friday.
Funny.
Yeah, it's very funny. Lots of extra stuff.
Good editing in that.
On the end, there's a whole bunch of previews for some upcoming videos that's coming out from Rant. And everybody should be excited about that. A whole bunch of stuff. And some I couldn't show, like the Burning Man 2003 video, and there's some other stuff, but download it, get it, it's free.
It's good stuff.
Enjoy
Check it out.
Also, Sean's book, you can pre-order it right now, The Bloodstained Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. Sean won't talk about his own book on his own show, so I have to come on and talk about it. But that is coming out. You can pre-order it now. It comes with Sean's audio.
Yeah,
that
which is
he's
cool.
Reading out the book. If you're in a car or something and you can't read the book, or you're on the subway and you just listen to the headphones and stuff.
The book is written very stream of conscious, so sometimes there's some sentences and grammar and stuff like that that doesn't really sound so good. So if you are – no, to be honest, okay, it's not bad. It's pretty good. There's a lot of people enjoy it. There's a few guys mentioned on my journal they enjoyed it. I think Soul Trance was a fan.
But it is your first book. It was written a long time ago.
It was.
We wanted to get it out.
When you buy the book, you get the audio CD, and I think the audio track, we're going to be playing that on the station.
Yes,
eventually.
I don't know what the timing is on that, but we are going to be playing that on the station.
And it is,
then make it available for download after that, after it's played on the station, because we want people to enjoy it.
And for those of you who've read Scabbed.
Yeah.
There is tie-ins, because all my science and all my horror world is goes across. I took a page from Lovecraft. I'm very inspired by Lovecraft growing up. So I wanted to create not just a horror story. I want to create a horror myth.
Yeah.
And that was my whole world. So it does all tie in. Characters that are in one or in another. And, of course, everything all crosses over. And stuff
so this is a real book, a physical book that
which is cool.
Is available.
That's hot.
And you get the CD with it, and Sean's going to sign it. So it's all going to be fun.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. 21 minutes in, let's get to the news.
Time for news.
In mad scientist news. Listen to this. Sim's going to love this story.
Okay.
Natural evolution has produced the eye, butterfly wings, and other wonders that will put any inventor to shame.
Right.
But who's to say evolution couldn't be improved with the help of a little technology? So argues James Auger, who's like as in augering as in head in the ground. In his controversial and sometimes unsettling book, Augmenting Animals, which no one should buy, it's a stupid book. A designer and former research associate at the MIT Media Lab in Europe, who's no longer a designer of the former research associate at MIT, because obviously he's a mad scientist, Auger envisions animals, birds, reptiles, and even fish becoming appreciative techno-geeks, using specially engineered gadgets to help them overcome their evolutionary shortcomings, promoting their chances of survival, or simply lead to easier or more comfortable lives. No, let's not clean up the environment. Let's give the fish gas masks.
Oh, my God.
On tap for the future, rodents zooming about with night vision survival goggles, squirrels holding nuts using GPS locators, and fish armed with metal detectors to avoid anglers' hooks.
This sounds like a corporate cash grab to me.
Yeah, Auger comments, ambitious, and Auger's comments, Auger's current ambitions are relatively modest. He's developing an LED light that aims to translate tail wagging into plain English. Wow. The device fits on a dog's tail and flashes a text message when the tail waves through the air. I think that Mr. Auger has, you know, been sampling something from the recreational pharmaceuticals department, and something broke in Mr. Argue. Auger or whatever. So, you know,
when a dog's tail wags, it means he's happy.
You know, I'm happy. As a cyborg, a finuendo.
Yes.
Okay, I believe in modernization. This guy's a crazy motherfucker. Okay.
Like, it sounds like he's just trying to sell something. Sell his book, or sell this to corporations,
wacko,
his ideas.
Wacko, wacko, wacko.
There's no need for this.
Now, RFID news. Computer scientists have enlisted In RFID news, computer scientists in the U.S. have developed a robot that could help blind people to shop or find their way around large buildings.
Shop.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, to shop. Shopping blind people. Now, listen to the spin on this. It uses radio frequency identification tags to locate items and laser rangefinder to avoid collisions. Now, this is the same rule used by dogs, but what they're going to say is they're going to put RFID tags in machines not to track the product. No, no, no. It's to help blind people. You
locate
see
the products you
yeah,
need.
Because don't you think blind people have the right to shop in our stores, too? God, these guys are the masters of spin, eh? How
about,
do you protest?
How about Braille? Braille's been good for a while.
How about you just use the goddamn dogs that you've been using the whole time? The dog's happy? The dogs are rescue animals? Okay, so
well,
what are you going to do with the dogs then?
Dog can't figure out what's the difference between baked beans and lima beans and bark it out to you.
Yeah,
but
well,
there can't be
there's Braille or there's whatever. There's all kinds of methods for this, and I'm pretty sure blind people would be like, nice try. Don't try to pin this off on us.
And also, what kind of marketing are they going to do? It's like, oh, this one didn't get picked up because this one's on sale, so you got to go over to here and buy this specific brand because that's what we're marketing to blind people this week.
Well, not only that, but like if you want to be totally sinister about it, let's say you've got an item that's not selling, and only blind people, are the ones who are able to see the certain advertising. Maybe they'll start flogging off, devices that don't regularly sell to blind people.
Yeah. They're going to push their agenda.
They already put food that doesn't sell in Safeways in poor-income neighborhoods all throughout the United States.
Right.
If the bread doesn't sell in this Safeway, ship it to the low-income project Safeways. And we'll let all those we'll let the poor people buy the expired bread. Yeah, you got to like that shit. Yeah, I'm loving it over here. And peer-to-peer news, file sharers can no longer hide, supposedly. Uploaders
sure.
to eDonkey.com, BitKarma, and other file sharing networks, beware. The commercial equivalent to Big Brother is watching you. BayTSP, a leading provider of online intellectual property monitoring and compliance system, a leading provider, what the fuck does that mean? Last month, began offering a service aimed at software, movie, and music pirates. First Source is an automated system that identifies the first users to upload copyright or trademark-protected content to major peer-to-peer networks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The service
gives owners of intellectual property a way to identify the first individuals who uploaded illegal content. It also allows companies to track all subsequent users who download and share a particular file.
And they always could have done that.
With this information at hand, intellectual property owners can produce evidence in court to substantiate piracy charges.
This still doesn't mean shit.
Pirate copies of movies and software typically appear online within hours of the release. Mark Ishikawa, CEO of BayTSP, said, identifying and taking action against the first uploaders can greatly slow the distribution of illegally obtained intellectual property that might make users think twice before doing it. The first source concept was tested successfully in BayTSP's computer labs. We've been working with this system in-house since the summer, Ishikawa, who looks like a fat Asian with Down syndrome, told the Tech World News. He said the system is based with a unique search, e-pilot search engine, advertising. Check your site here, yada, yada, yada. So this guy's like, hi, I'm a paid rack fink for the corporations. Allow me to write software that basically bitches free speech.
Yeah.
I am a scumbag in Rat Fink News. Thanks for coming out. What a dick. On the nuclear war front, the U.S. military is considering allowing regional combatant commanders to request presidential approval for preemptive nuclear strikes.
Preemptive?
Preemptive nuclear strikes against possible attacks Approval for preemptive strikes against possible attacks with weapons of mass destruction on the United States or its allies, according to a draft nuclear operations paper. That means that
we think you're going to attack us.
We think you have weapons of mass destruction. We think, therefore, you wouldn't have them if you weren't going to use them. Therefore, we're going to nuke you first.
So, in the case of Iraq, they thought they had
they could have nuked.
Weapons.
Well, they went to war. They're killing all these people. They could have just nuked them.
Yeah,
or the allies. Oh, you're going to nuke Israel? No, you're not going to nuke Israel because if you do, we're going to nuke you. Thanks, because they're our allies. See how that works?
Yeah.
So this is basically free range, like all sights are off, free fire with nuke weapons. That's exactly what that is. Isn't that nice? There are numerous non-state organizations, terrorist criminal, that are and about 30 nations with weapons of mass destruction programs, including many regional states. Well, that doesn't mean they have weapons of mass destruction. That just means they have weapons of mass destruction programs, which technically Rant Media has a weapons of mass destruction program because we want to build Mecca, but we haven't got any, so we're not getting nuked yet. The paper says in recommendations that commanders in the Pacific and open theaters be given an option for preemptive strikes against rogue states and terrorists. Rogue! People who don't sing along! You there! Put on your fucking mouse ears or I'll nuke your sorry ass in the next winter. Like, what a... Oh. The paper identifies nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons as requiring preemptive strikes to prevent their use. Oh, Hi, I've got phosphorus rounds that I've labeled in Canada here. We have phosphorus rounds, and they're chemical weapons. We labeled them as smoke. They're called WP smoke now, but they're still white phosphorus rounds, chemical weapons. Nuke those goddamn Canadians!
They want a free-for-all, do-anything-we-want kind of bill.
This is free fire. This is the nuke weapon machine gun on bungee cords out the side of the Black Hawk helicopter. Spray and pray the crowd. You know, little blue marble, guys. You want to start igniting huge portions of the atmosphere with small suns? You go right ahead and do that. Please, please, please develop the space program first so I can get the fuck off and watch you just wreck the ball, you know, from a nice orbital sort of transition. Because once they start going, it's nothing going to be left. And, guys, we've used up enough natural resources that we can't develop mining again. So if civilization takes a shit, it's all over but the crying. You better break out the Savage Sword of Conan magazines because that's where we're going. All right? And I don't mean the guys with the, you know, we're talking pre-Neanderthal, like de-evolving kind of going on here. I don't want to be a skunk ape. Do you want to be a skunk ape? I don't want to be a skunk ape, okay? That's not me. No Morlocks here. I just rather, you know, carry on. So, you know, when you got guys like, what's that guy's name in that movie? Fog of War. What's his name? McNarma.
Yeah,
McNarma there. That guy, when he's like harder than Chinese math, the guy who buried President Kennedy, okay, and he's sitting there shitting his pants after he burned to death 500,000 civilians, and that guy's shitting his pants because he's afraid of nuclear weapons. Okay, pay attention.
There's a problem.
If you haven't seen Fog of War, the documentary Fog of War, you need to check that out. You need to check that out in a big, big way. Poisoning warning. Chemicals in oral contraceptives and food containers harm the development of baby mice. And U.S. experts are concerned about the effects in humans. Now, mice are not like cockroaches or fruit flies. Mice are pretty complex organisms. So if shit affects mice, it's going to affect you. Male mice exposed to the substances while in the womb develop deformalities in the prostate and urethra. The University of Missouri teamed up to publish its findings in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. But the experts urge people not to be alarmed. Don't be afraid. You know, these plastic containers, they might be making your dick rot off. Mm-hmm. It said there is no clear evidence that such problems in humans. Okay, but you're
only
in mice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay, so the mice shouldn't be eating it. All right, then. That's all right. Wait. The two man-made chemicals tested by researchers were ethylestradiol and bisphenol A. Elestestradiol. Good. Like, fuck, how are you supposed to say that? Can you say that?
Ethylestradiol. I don't know. That's hard.
The E-word.
Just call it Ethan.
Ethan there. Ethan hangs out in oral contraceptive pills, and bisphenol A is found in the form of plastic food containers and the lining of tin cans. So basically, everything that contains preserved food contains this shit.
Mm.
The male fetuses of the exposed pregnant mice developed bigger prostates and had narrowing of the urethra, which means that if you were to... I'm not going to go there. The tube that empties the bladder of urine, Frederick von Sal, professor of biological science at the University of Missouri, who led the study, said, during fetal life, small amounts of such estrogenic chemicals could permanently disrupt cellular control systems and predispose the prostate to disease. He believes that possibly these chemicals might lead to prostate cancer. Now, I love these news releases where the scientists are trying to tell you shit, but they know if they get a little bit too jiggy with it and they publish the wrong thing, they're like, oh, we found this, but it doesn't mean anything about humans, does it? No, it doesn't. It just means mice.
Just mice.
But they're mammals, and I wouldn't be putting my career on the line if I wasn't trying to fucking tell you something, you moron!
But they're not allowed to.
They're not allowed to, you know.
It's all the companies. You know, shit all over us.
I used to think that being a scientist would kick ass, and now it's like every scientist
in history. Oh, their hands
are tight. Oh, dude, look at any scientist in history. Any scientist in history who's come out with an idea, murdered for that shit.
Yeah.
Murdered. The guy who invented
sometimes
germs.
Sometimes literally.
You know, the guy who thought up germs. You know what happened to
him? Yeah,
yeah. Died in a nut house.
Because everyone thought he was crazy. So he went crazy.
Yeah. Well, no, he just got locked away in the nut house. I'm sure that guy was all about, you know, in the name of the Father. You know, sitting there, do you know why you're sick, Mr. Doctor? Little bugs. Why don't you try washing your hands and you'll be just fine? You know, that's totally it. But no, they locked away. You're crazy. Oh, is it little bugs getting me? Actually, it will. Why don't you smear some shit on that toothpick and ram it in your eye if you doubt me? We'll see what happens next there, you fucking screaming haggis. Anyway. I don't actually know if the guy who invented germs was Scottish.
But it works out well
on the
radio.
But he probably was, because we all know that Scottish people are, in fact, the smartest people on the planet. In Gen Joke Farming News! Oh, actually, no, I'm sorry, because I did a typo. It isn't Scottish. I'm sorry. Welsh people are the smartest people on the planet, because I screwed up a few news stories ago and said that something was in England, or it was in some part of the UK, when it was actually in Wales.
Boy.
And I had a pissed off Welsh guy going,
Oi! They get really mad.
They do. The Welsh people get really torqued. So, you know... for all intents
we're
and purposes,
we're not part of the UK. Blah.
We're not part of the UK. So you know what? Welsh people are not part of the UK. Therefore, they're the smartest people in the world, despite their teeth. In Gen Joke Farming News, India has barred Monsanto Company and its Indian partners from selling three varieties of genetically modified cotton.
Awesome.
In southern India state.
Oh,
you
that's
see?
Awesome.
Yeah, we are winning the war.
Fuck you, Monsanto.
You betcha. The Genetic Engineering and Approval Committee, a federal regulator, refused to renew licenses for the sale of three Monsanto BT cotton varieties in Andhra Pradesh state because they have been found ineffective in controlling pests there, said Suresh Chandra, committee chairman.
So they don't even do their own job that they're supposed to, so now it's all about just the copyright.
Well, you think some fucking nerd in a lab is going to be able to go, oh yeah, I'll fuck over the bugs. The bugs are like, dude, we're Indian bugs. We're in the cradle of civilization. We will adapt in 20 seconds or left. The U.S. Marines have nothing on insects.
Give us three generations, we'll conquer these seas.
Yeah, don't even try to fuck with me. And you guys are just lucky the insect nation hasn't just decided to eat humanity, because if they declared war, dude.
Humans.
You'd never get another good night's sleep again. Yeah. Think about waking up with wolf spiders all over you. Ooh.
Ah!
Shitty.
Yeah.
However, the seeds can be sold in other Indian states, Chandra said.
Okay.
There was years of discussion on this. It took 6.5 hours of discussion. By the end, we decided not to renew those licenses. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad to see that a country like India is able to stand up against companies like Monsanto who are putting farmers in jail because they happen to save seeds.
I bet that chick in the corporation's really happy about that.
Remember yeah, that? I guess so. You know, I would hope so
fighting.
Because there's a lot to be said for it. You know, there's yep. a lot to be said for people who are willing to, I don't know, fight.
Yep.
You know, and it, you
tough.
Can win. You can win.
Yep.
I got a child abduction warning here for all of you out there. It seems that there is someone stealing children in the United States.
Really?
They vanished into the netherworld of a Homeland Security gulag, and their story has already disappeared from the headlines. But the shocking case of two 16-year-old girls from New York City arrested last month ought to inspire outrage among every American worthy of its name. Since the government's reasons for the girls' imprisonment could apply to virtually any teenager, it should also spark fear. Like many rebellious teens, I fought with my mother. Local police were called to my home during at least one particularly impressive clash of wills and voices, talked us back into the land of the calmly reasonable, and then they left. So the cops were called with these parents fighting with their teenagers.
Right.
Not that unusual, but it happens. Like many young people, I was fascinated by morbid, violent subjects. Guilty. After I turned an essay depicting the political assassination from a killer's viewpoint, so it's a first-person thing where you talk about a political assassination, my creative writing teacher sent me to talk to my guidance counselor. After I assured him I had no desire to knock off any politicians, he returned me to class.
Which I find hilarious, because there's movies made about this.
Exactly.
So these people are making millions of dollars from these movies can do it, but you in class, no.
Absolutely
not. You
can't
do that.
A quarter century later, my mom and I are best friends, and I haven't done anything the Secret Service offered to be worried about. Right now, however, two girls from New York City are rotting in Home Sec Prison in Pennsylvania for doing nothing more than I did. One for fighting with her parents and writing an essay, another accused of being her friend. Okay? This is nuts. In early March, the New York Times reported on April 7 of one girl's parents went to the local police station house in Queens Village neighborhood because their daughter had defied their authority. Things calmed down, and the parents, believing their daughter had not been scared straight, asked the NYPD to forget the whole thing. It was too late for that. Without a warrant, NYPD detectives and federal agents burst into the girl's home. No wonder they didn't have time to look for Osama, that they were searching for her belongings and confiscated her computer and essays that she'd written as part of her homeschooling program, says her family. One essay concerns suicide, that asserted suicide is against, and asserted that suicide is against Islamic law. The family is Bangladeshi, they're a Muslim. That, coupled with the mere mention of a suicide bombing in an essay, was enough to put the fuzz on high alert. So she says, she's pointing out that suicide is illegal in Islamic law. But she said the word suicide, and she happens to be a Muslim, and it was on an essay.
Right.
So that keyword was there. That's all the data they need. Okay? Although she is a conservative and a devout, the girl and her parents vigorously deny that she is an Islamist extremist. Not that such opinions are illegal, because after all, she's 16. You can't be anything when you're 16. But this is post-9/11 America, and post-9/11 America is out of its mind. They wound up, the story goes on and gives you an exhaustive tale of how this girl was thrown in jail for an essay.
Yes.
And she's still in Home Sec prison.
Yeah.
But nobody's covering this. But mind you, that little kid washes up on a raft. What was his name? Remember the kid who was the immigrant, Gonzalez, whatever his name was? Emilio, or whatever his name was?
Yeah, Elian.
Elian? Yeah, Elian
like
Gonzalez, or whatever his name was, okay? That kid, that's one kid, he gets washed up on the shore, and the whole world goes insane. Homestead security locks up two girls for writing an essay, one of them for writing an essay, the other one for just being her buddy. Nobody says crap. It's bull. In censorship news, Governor Rod, good luck with this one, Blagojevich's pet initiative to restrict the sale of violent and sexual video games to minors advanced to the full Senate on Tuesday, but lawmakers still have concerns about the legislation. This is yet more information on the tipper sticker on video games. Now, you're thinking that, of course, they already got the tipper sticker, right?
Yeah.
Video games already do. Right?
They do. They got the mature, blah.
The proposal would levy a $1,101 fine. No, $11,001 fine on store clerks who sell graphic video games to people under the age of 18 was approved by the Senate Housing Committee Affairs Committee on a 6-2 vote. The two Republican committee members also voted present. Curbing the sale of violent games to minors has been one of the governor's priorities for his legislative session. He campaigned around the state for the support of the plan and made it one of the main talking points in the state of the state speech. Now, this is obviously the guy doesn't want to talk about real issues, so he's going to talk about fucking video games. You know, I think there's greater problems facing the states right now than video games. You'll have to excuse me. But I think that there's larger, more pressing issues like the massive loss of rights.
No, that's where all the evil comes from. It's the video games.
Blagojevich's plan would require Illinois' retailers to put stickers that read 18 on games deemed graphically violent or sexually explicit. State Senator Ricky Hendon of District Chicago said he was concerned with the penalties for clerks selling the games. Under the plan, those clerks who don't have to be 18 to work in the store would have a criminal conviction on their record. I'm from a black neighborhood, said he.
What?
Yeah.
This is criminal.
Yes, yes, the clerk gets charged. Not the store, the clerk. The clerk, because they're not going to attack the store. So the clerk is responsible to make sure they're selling it to people of legal age.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You see how this is? Bad, bad, bad. And I've got an update on the flying car news. This is another article on the air scooter. Now, report
has anything
this...
flied yet?
No, yeah, the air scooter is flying. Okay, I mean, okay. He's going to market with this.
Okay.
Okay, Woody Norris invented it. Norris, who's 66, and said one of his test pilots demonstrated the air scooter for 60 minutes on the hilltop outside of San Diego. It can fly for 2 hours at 55 miles per hour and go 10,000 feet above sea level. Everything is controlled from motorcycle-like handlebar, push it forward, blah, 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 blah. A lot of inventors have tried to cash in on personal flying machines. One built in 1956, known as Moltz Taylor's Aero Car. You remember seeing this thing? It looked like an Austin Mini with wings on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You could detach the wings and haul them behind you, but if they failed to catch on because they were too expensive and hard to fly in bad weather. More important, there's no way to really manage all the potential traffic from millions of them buzzing around. Now, this is more of an argument about this.
Right.
But that's until now, because NASA has come up with a plan to make personal flying machines a reality. Brock Holmes is one of NASA's chief strategists, has served in the White House, where he worked on the future of aviation. He showed Simon, the guy who wrote this article here, a flight simulator, a new computer system that they can put into any new airborne vehicle. It says it will make flying easy and will manage all new traffic up there. Now, to see what this will look like, it looks like, it kind of reminds me of Free Space. We had the map, space map, and you had, like, the line that you had to fly along and
right.
stuff like that, and you fly
follow
through the rings
line.
And stuff, yeah? That's what it is, only it's done with a HUD display over top of your cockpit, and it shows all your airspeeds like a video game.
They had that in Aliens, where they had to fly through the rings to
exactly.
land on the
that's,
planet.
That's where this whole entire concept of technology comes from.
Right.
It's really, really cool. Now, so if you follow that along, and it gives you a bunch of links. This Woody
that's
Norris
cool.
guy is the same guy who invented that little plate that broadcasts voices into your head. I think.
Is it
this guy's a hardcore inventor.
Wow.
Like, he's
okay.
the real deal, okay? So I'm thinking that he's really cool. But he needs to think about his applications. You know, if you build the nuke, you're still responsible for building the nuke. You know,
right.
There are some things that we don't need to invent, but I guess...
Somebody will.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But it'd be nice, you know, if they had a little bit more foresight, or maybe they thought about who they were licensing this stuff to, try to stem the tide for just a little while, so maybe our consciousness can reach our technology level for, you know, kind of, you know, a little bit of compassion would be nice, maybe. I don't know. Now, in Scientology news, my buddy Tom.
Good old Tom.
My buddy Tom. I like Tom Cruise. I do. I think Tom Cruise is an awesome guy. And the minute that guy wants to get out of Scientology, I'll be there. All Tom has to do is get on any news show and go, Sean, help me. And I will go get him. I will go get Tom Cruise. I will extract Tom Cruise. I will bring a WOG army down there. We'll get Tom out.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he's obviously gone completely insane. Now, this is a great story because a computer.
A computer.
A computer. a reporter attacked Tom pretty directly. Listen to this. A Hollywood hunk, Tom Cruise, battled a German journalist. Where Scientology is illegal, I might add.
Yes.
And over his controversial Scientology religion recently, claiming the faith ran the world's most successful drug rehabilitation program. That's what Tom said. The actor and the director, Steven Spielberg, conducted a joint interview with Germany's Spiegel magazine to promote their forthcoming War of the Worlds film. When asked, and now Cruz had a tent set up on the set to try to recruit people. It was really crazy. He had like a little...
Oh, yes, that's right.
Asked if Cruz had an official role to recruit new Scientologists, the Minority Report heartthrob replied, "I'm a helper. For example, I myself have helped hundreds of people get off drugs."
Great.
In Scientology, we have the only successful drug rehabilitation program in the world. Is what he says. It's called Narcanon. That's bullshit. Okay, that is complete bullshit. The Spiegel reporter quickly countered, "That's not correct. Yours is never mentioned among the recognized detox programs." Defiant Cruz replied, "You don't understand what I'm saying. It's statistically proven fact." Oh, there's a great line. "It's a statistically proven fact that there's only one successful drug rehabilitation program in the world. Period. And that's our program, Narcanon." Okay, that's insane. You can't
so
even,
no other drug program
saying,
in the world ever.
All of China, all of Japan, the Russians don't have it. No one's only, like, come on. Come on now. Open the mind. The journalist answered, "With all due respect, we doubt that," before adding, "Scientology is not considered a religion in Germany, but rather an explorative cult with totalitarian tendencies." This is what he said to Tom Cruise. I'm like, oh, sexy. After the reporter labeled Scientology a cult, Cruise became defensive. "Don't say that about my cult."
That's so mean.
He said, "We've won over 50 court cases in Germany, and that's not true that everyone in Germany supports that line against us." No.
Well, of course.
There's a lot of people who support Hitler in Germany, too, but generally most people don't. "A minority wants to hate. Okay, that's fine. For me, it's connected with intolerance." Uh-huh. "If someone is so intolerant that he doesn't want to see a Scientologist in a movie, then he shouldn't go to the movie theater." "I don't care. Here in the United States, Scientology is a religion." Yeah. No, it's not. It's a cult. Thanks for coming out, Tom. Thanks for trying there, Chief. You know, eventually, you know, Scientology is going to come after us. You know that, eh? You know that.
Are they?
Oh, don't you think? What do you think? Aren't you worried about it? I mean, really, I've said some crazy shit about
Scientology. Oh, yeah, you have, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think?
They've got a lot of money. And a lot of people and a lot of power.
Are you worried about that or what?
A little bit.
Are you?
I don't think they've picked up on us yet.
I wonder how far I'd run.
I don't know.
There comes a point when you have to say, do you cooperate with law enforcement? Now, if I'm going to get arrested because a Scientologist wants me arrested, you know, at some point, you know, I know I'm partial for the hunker down.
Oh, they'll
thing.
Just take it to court, actually.
Yeah, but what if I just tell them to stuff it? I think this court case
then,
is stupid.
Then you're in trouble by the law.
Aha! You know, they
then it's not
you.
The Scientologist anymore.
That's
it's
right.
The law to take you down and take you to court.
Yeah. Well, they got to catch me first. I'll get a sport bike and I'll broadcast from the road. That's a war drive. Actually, that'd be rad. I'd be getting huge press. Like, what if they want to shut me down quick? Because some guy tearing around cities on a sport bike broadcasting a pirate news show? Wow.
Wow, they're cyberpunk.
Against Scientology? Oh, boy. Could you imagine all that? There'd be a lot of subtle people who'd want to get on behind me, boy.
That's pretty cool.
That is. I think it's another argument for me to get a bike. You know how I swung that? You like that?
Yeah, that's good. Was a good segue,
It's not RFID tags. It's to help blind people.
That's right.
I need a bike to fight Scientology. Daily Hack. Now, this is a nanotech overview. Nanotech is one of those buzzwords you hear everywhere now. And the focus of this article is to present and discuss the basics of nanotechnology, in which we cover some of the different fields of nanotech and just what can be explored in this tiny but vast world. We also speculated on where each of the areas is heading and one impact they might have on computer technology. Like it or not, nanotechnology is the next big thing. Now, this is from a financial news business newspaper.
Okay, so take it with a grain of salt.
No, actually, it's pretty good. It's a good article. It's a very brief overview, but it does show you what seriously people are spending money on.
Okay.
So there's, because it's investing. It's investment news and stuff like that. So these are the fields. This is so you know what the terms are. And I think that if the WOGs were to get on the bleeding edge of nanotechnology, man, nobody could stop us. Have you got anything else to add? Wasn't there something that you were going to talk to me about? You said that there was a black flag.
Broadcast flag. We don't have a link for that right here. But there's a broadcast flag Well, what this is, you know, with VCRs, you can plug it into a TV and record anything you want.
Right.
If you see it, you can record it. Hit record.
Right.
Of course, there's now digital television.
Right.
And they can encode lots of little things in the digital television stream.
Right.
And one of these things that the FCC, the United States Regulatory Body of Broadcasting, wanted to include is a little flag called the broadcast flag that was enables you or disables you from pressing record on your digital recording device.
So it's black ice is what you're telling me here. It sounds like broadcast black ice.
Right. So they maybe didn't want you to record this sports broadcast because, well, you're not allowed to record sports broadcast for some strange reason. Or some other program that they wanted to sell you at a later date.
That's
or
right.
something.
Yeah, and concerts or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, some special event, especially pay-per-view stuff.
Incidentally, if you just have an old-tech VCR, they can put all the broadcast flags they want in to anything because we'll just pick it up on the VCR and tape it straight to tape. Winjet, you could do that, can you?
Nope. A little tough because you'd have to get it from the digital form to the analog and that's a little tough sometimes.
You can take it out through a cable. If you get it through cable, you get cable vision into a VCR, some of the old ones.
It's not cable vision anymore. It's digitally encoded into a digital box.
Okay, video out?
No, some of them do, some of them don't. There is always a way, yes. Of
course. Yeah, we could get all Weasley.
But
with
everyone
this.
Wants the digital recording of
course.
It. Anyway, this
of
was
course.
Struck down by the court of one of the courts in the States. It stopped it. The FCC got shut down. They're overstepping their powers, they said, and they have been shut down. They're not allowed to have the broadcast flag. Everyone is free to record what they want now.
Outstanding.
Which
so that's yet
excellent.
Another example. That's another example of how we are, in fact, winning the war. Take heart, guys. I know things look dark right now, but that's when you got to get kind of budo, focus on the sword, and just make the strikes that you can. And that's all I got for you today, but don't worry. I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the news and information that you need to stay alive. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of those willing to fight in this time of crisis. And they are Forleet, Druid Weissimaru, Tara, David, Jesse, The Grey Ghost, Drake, Triad, Philip, Robert, Mainframe, Russell, Michael, Andrew, End User, Christopher, Derek, Jesse, Joseph, Eric, Desert Runner, Steve, Matt, Steve, Brandon, Jesse, Peter, Keith, Peter, Timor, Malcolm, Rosalie, Sergeant, Tibbs, Evan, Matt, Austin, David, Adam, Host Mojo, Jonathan, Richard, Brandon, Mark, Jonathan, Philip, Jason, Art, Matt, Duel, Michael, Charles, Matthew, Lars, Eric, Dark Nature, and Brandon. And our sole new reinforcement, the guy who just came from Depot, Charles. Welcome aboard, Charles. Glad to have you. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air and not leave everything just up to Charles, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on the donate tab. Remember, every little bit helps. Special thanks to some hard net runners, the Flying Monkey Recce Squad, TepTep, Kizzle, Deadcode, Ion, Mr. Boopy Pants, and Visage. Very, very cool. Digital Baptisms, Muttley's Truck is now the TARDIS. I always wanted to name a truck a TARDIS. So finally,
it's a good name.
I got a chance to do that. Yeah. Time and Relative Dimensions in Space. Do some Doctor Who research.
Oh.
If anybody else. Anybody,
I didn't know it was an acronym.
Yeah, Time and Relative Dimensions in Space.
Nice.
This is why role-playing games kick ass. If anybody if anybody out there has a copy of the original box set of Doctor Who, I want that so bad. Because like if you ever get a chance.
Which season? There's so many seasons.
No, the role-playing game.
Oh.
They made a role-playing. FASA made a role-playing game, and they have temporal theory in there down.
Oh.
And as you can imagine, someone like me, well, I have a use
You'd
for
be
some
into
good.
That, yeah.
I need some temporal theory for after now. So, upcoming events. Don't forget about Phoenix Fest. And I guess Burning Man is also going on as well. You know,
that's at the end of July or August.
I think it's in August. First 2 weeks of August, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
that's a fun time.
That's a good time. Make sure you check that out.
Yeah.
And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's Newsreal at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album Ultra Bidet. God is God, puke is puke. And... these guys are alternative. They're a Chinese band from
the lyrics are hilarious.
Yeah, they're
so
funny.
Straightforward and just off the wall.
Now, you saw these guys, and they were kick-ass live, but
they
CD
were
was
awesome
so-so.
Live. I wasn't. It didn't. The CD didn't hold up to their energy live.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're into live. So if you get a chance to see Ultra Bidet live, it's a good time.
But they're on Alternative Tentacles, which is Jell-O's label.
Jell-O
so that, you know, that's all good.
Yes, you betcha. Well, I'm going to leave you now with a track from my own personal soundtrack by the Leningrad Cowboys. So until tomorrow, you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Then that's what server said. End of line.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours. Feel the
Silver sails.